Tim Skubick, you've been away for a while. We've missed you. Hope you're well.
Yep, doing well.
And family's well.
Yep.
Before we talk business and politics, let's talk a little bit about just your thoughts when you heard Bin Laden was killed.
Well, I just found out within the hour. When did this happen?
This happened almost 24 hours ago. There's a firefight, and they went in and had intelligence and sent Navy SEALs in and got the job done.
Yep. Well, I don't know. It's an interesting story.
Do you remember where you were?
I was downstairs watching the computer.
let's talk about, I find the latest report that you have on the governor pretty enlightening about the lowering the gas tax, and he didn't seem to be in favor of that at all.
No. Let's just be clear here that nobody has proposed it in Michigan. There's some chatter about it on the national level. Just to put it in dollars and cents for motorists, if Michigan were to suspend the state gasoline tax, which is 19 cents a gallon, if your fill-up was 20 gallons, it's a $3.80 savings. Not a lot of money, but it would provide a little pump relief and a little relief from people. I don't know how much it cost you the last time you filled up.
$4.05 yesterday at Sam's Club.
And how many gallons in your car?
We have 18.
All right, so do the math.
Yeah.
That's a couple of lunches for the kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the governor sees this as the proverbial short-term fix. He says this is the kind of stuff that got us into trouble to begin with, and so he's not supporting it.
It's interesting, Tim, as I watch the governor's policies unfold and what he's trying to do and how you hear the takes from the other side now that the governor has come in and now he's trying to take care of the fat cats and the big businessmen, and life's going to be grand for them, and the middle class and the poor are going to have to pick up the slack.
Well, he, of course, vehemently denies that characterization, but that is the one that the opposition is going to use on him. He believes that what he is doing is fair. He believes in the long run it will work. He believes in shared sacrifice. The Democrats are complaining that they're sacrificed, but it's certainly not shared. But he proceeds. He is anything but driven. He believes that what he's doing is correct, he's making some progress in that regard. He is going to run into some opposition in the state Senate among Republicans on this business tax / pension on retirees, and he knows it. I tried to get him to do a head count with me. He wouldn't play that game, but he said, quote, we're on a path to success.
I like how you write that the governor is plotting, or excuse me, that the legislator is plotting towards a budget. Do you think they're going to make that deadline?
Yes,
the governor wants?
I do. In fact, I wrote a piece that basically said I'll be eating some crow because I didn't think they could do this. I think the dynamics are there for it. Lawmakers can always mess these things up because they are lawmakers and it is a messy process. But now all of the budget bills, as we sit here on May Day or May 2, all of the budget bills are out of the Senate and are out of the House appropriate committees, and the Senate has passed all of its bills, and the House is making progress on its, and there will be some conference committees, but there's plenty of time to resolve this stuff by May 31, and I think they'll get it done.
How have they done it?
Well, they've done it in the House, particularly by pretty much going along with everything the governor wanted. And I think some criticism of that is probably warranted. As some of the more senior lobby members have told House members, you know, there's a reason why two houses were created. And to apply the old adage, the governor proposes and the legislature disposes. It doesn't mean that they put a rubber stamp on what the governor wants. And that probably is a good policy. If we wanted a benevolent dictator, they would have put one in the Constitution. So the checks and balances are an important part of the legislative process. I think between the two chambers, the Senate has probably done a little more of its due diligence of trying to put its stamp on what has come down the pike. But give the governor credit. He has convinced many Republicans to go along with him. There are even some Republicans in the House who say, you know what, we don't care if we're a one-term legislator. What we're doing is right, and we're with the governor. So he's made substantial progress on the budget, and to give him credit for that.
Tim, I was surprised about the K-12 budget. I just didn't think that they would cut anything more from that. I thought that that would be political suicide.
Well, I knew there would be cuts. What they're debating right now, and what we'll get a better feel for as this week unfolds, is what that level is going to be. The governor started at 470. The Senate came in at 340. The House is right around where the governor is, but I think the number will be lower than 470. But it's still a cut. As a cut is a cut, and it's going to be very interesting. You're starting to see more schools talking about eliminating athletics. I did an event last week about business managers that work for school districts. This one guy said, we're eliminating all of our athletics. And the danger in doing that is that parents who are interested in athletics will then take their kids out of those schools and go someplace else, which then has an impact on the money that the school district has. And the governor's education reform stuff last week is really an example of a business guy trying to run the schools, because he's all about competition. And his theory is, if you take a school that is not producing good kids and those kids leave, what happens to that school, Tony?
It dies.
It goes out of business. It's just like a company that is producing a product that nobody wants and it's lousy quality. The company goes out of business. And so the same theory is being applied to education. And I think there will be some people that probably take exception to that because kids are not widgets.
And before we let you go, want to get your thoughts on the bridge. Any new news?
Well, I talked to the governor about the bridge last Thursday in a one-on-one interview that we did with him. And he's still, surprise, surprise, excuse me, is optimistic that that's going to happen. He doesn't have the votes right now. And so without votes, it's not going to happen. This one I can't get my arms around. It seems like everybody and his uncle is for this thing, except Matty Maroon, who owns the Ambassador Bridge. And supposedly he's rounded up enough lawmakers to side with him on this thing. So I think this is an uphill climb. Let me just give a promo to one other thing that's coming up on Friday. Governor Granholm will be back in town for the unveiling of her portrait in the Capitol Dome. And there's a little contest going on in the legislature. Traditionally, governors put symbolic pictures in their portrait to represent their tenure. And Jim Blanchard, for example, had a miniature Chrysler because he helped to save the Chrysler Corporation. Some people are wondering if there's going to be a table fan in this one for the obvious reason. And you can fill in the blank, okay?
Oh, boy.
Blown away.
About 10 things came to mind.
In fact, I wrote a blog on it. And I had one lobbyist ask me the other day, he wondered if Dan's picture would be bigger than her. That's not my line.
That's a quality shot there.
That's not my line.
It's one worth stealing, though.
Yeah.
What are you working on for Channel 6?
We picked up a piece of literature over the weekend that has been sent to a lot of Republican lawmakers, basically laying out, it's a campaign piece, it's a hit piece, that says, here's what Mark Brewer is going to do to you if you vote for the pension tax. And it has the picture of lawmakers. It says they're for big business. This is a tax increase on seniors. It's a pretty little interesting piece of literature, and it could have an impact in the final outcome of the vote. So we'll be doing a piece on that.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay, babe. Go get them.